Surat Al-Hadid. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. It is He who gives life and causes death, and He has power over all things. He is the first and the last, the evident and the imminent, and He has the knowledge of all things. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in six periods, then firmly established Himself on the throne of authority. He knows all that enters the earth and all that emerges from it, all that comes down from heaven and all that ascends to it. He is with you wherever you are. Allah is aware of all your actions. To Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and all affairs go back to Allah for decision. He causes the night to pass into the day, and the day to pass into the night, and He has knowledge of the inmost secrets of your hearts. Believe in Allah and His Rasul, and spend in charity out of what you have been made the inheritors of. For those of you who believe and spend in charity shall be richly rewarded. What is the matter with you that you do not believe in Allah, whereas the Rasul is inviting you to believe in your Rabb, who has indeed taken your covenant, if you are true men of faith? He it is who sends clear revelations to His servant, so that he may lead you from the depths of darkness into the light. Surely Allah is most kind and most merciful to you. What is the matter with you that you do not spend in the way of Allah, whereas to Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth? Those of you who spent and fought in the cause of Allah before the victory shall receive higher ranks of honor than the others who spent and fought thereafter. Yet Allah has promised you all a good reward, and Allah is aware of all your actions. Who is the one that will give to Allah a goodly loan, so that he may increase it manifold to his credit and give him a liberal reward besides it? On the day of judgment, you shall see the true believing men and the believing women with their light shining before them and on their right hands. And it will be said to them, "Rejoice today. You shall enter the gardens beneath which rivers flow, in which you shall live forever." And that is the highest achievement. On that day, the hypocrite men and the hypocrite women will say to the true believers, "Wait for us, that we may borrow some of your light." But they will be told, "Go away, seek your light elsewhere." So a wall with a gate shall be set up between them. Inside there shall be mercy, and outside all along there shall be punishment of hell. They will call out to the believers, saying, "Were we not on your side?" "Yes," they will reply, "but you led yourselves into temptation. You wavered, you doubted, and were deceived by your vain desires until Allah's command came, while the arch deceiver deceived you concerning Allah to the last moment." They will be told, "Today no ransom shall be accepted from you or from the unbelievers. Your abode is the fire, which you have justly earned, and is an evil refuge. Has not the time arrived for the believers to submit with fervent hearts to Allah's warning and to the truth He has revealed, so that they may not become like those who were given the book before this, even though their term was prolonged for them, but their hearts became hardened? Today most among them are transgressors. You should know that Allah restores the earth to life after its death. We have spelled out our revelations for you, so that you may understand. Surely the charitable men and the charitable women and those who give a goodly loan to Allah shall be repaid manifold, and also be given a liberal reward besides it. Those who believe in Allah and His Rasul, they are the truthful and the true witnesses in the sight of their Rabb. They shall have their reward and their light. But those who disbelieve and reject our revelations, they shall be the inmates of hellfire. You should know that the life of this world is only play and amusement, a show and boasting among yourselves, a quest for greater riches and more children. Its similitude is that of vegetation that flourish after rain, the growth of which delights the tillers. Then it withers and you see it turn yellow. Soon it becomes dry and crumbles away. And hereafter, There will be either severe punishment or forgiveness from Allah and His good pleasure. The life of this world is nothing but an illusion. Therefore, earnestly strive for the forgiveness of your Rabb and for the paradise, which is as vast as the heaven and the earth, prepared for those who believe in Allah and His Rasuls. Such is the grace of Allah, which He bestows on whom He pleases, and Allah is the owner of mighty grace. No affliction can happen on the earth, nor in your souls, which is not recorded in a book before we bring it into existence. Surely that is easy for Allah. This is done so that you may not grieve for the things that you miss, or be overjoyed at what you gain. For Allah does not love any vainglorious boaster, nor those who, being stingy themselves, enjoin others to be stingy also. He that gives no heed should know that Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praises. Surely we sent our Rasuls with clear signs, and sent down with them the book and the scales of justice, so that men may conduct themselves with fairness. We also sent down iron with its mighty strength and diverse uses for mankind, so that Allah may know those who will help Him, though unseen, and help His Rasuls. Surely Allah is all-powerful, almighty. We sent Nuh and Ibrahim, and bestowed among their descendants prophethood and the book. Some of them adopted the right guidance, but most of them were transgressors. After them we sent other Rasuls, one after the other, and followed them with Isa, the son of Miriam. We gave him the Injil, and put compassion and mercy into the hearts of his followers. As for monasticism, they instituted it themselves, for we did not enjoin it on them, in order to seek the good pleasure of Allah. But they did not observe it as it should have been observed. Yet we rewarded those among them who were true believers, but most of them are transgressors. O believers, fear Allah and believe in His Rasul. He will grant you a double share of His mercy, provide for you a light to walk with, and forgive you your sins. Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. You should adopt this way so that the people of the book may know that they do not have the sole right to the grace of Allah, and that His grace is entirely in His own hands, which He bestows on whomever.